All right, welcome back to English for You. We're on day two of the fantasy world of Chibi Maruko-chan. I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
So let's talk about what we learned in day one. So we're talking about the show Chibi Maruko-chan. It's so widely loved, and people post on social media about the show all the time, their fond memories, how they grew up watching it.
I know. I grew up watching it. Okay, 就是樱桃小丸子。Oh, and I love the way how she takes things not so seriously like adults, right? She's so easygoing,
That's
carefree.
right.
But sometimes she's very forgetful. But I mean, that's okay because,
Yeah.
sometimes,
She's a kid.
that's just chill, okay? And actually, your personality is very much like Sakura, right?
That's what they say. Yeah.
Maruko-chan, right?
Maruko-chan.
Sorry.
That's
Because
fine.
Sakura is actually the author or the artist.
Right. But I remember watching the first episode of Chibi Maruko-chan, and she mentions that the character's real name is also Sakura Momoko. Maruko-chan is her nickname because she was called Chibi Maru when she was a baby. Yep.
So a lot of stories and characters were actually taken from the author or the artist Sakura's own childhood in 1970s Japan. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it shows life as it was back then. Yeah, and it was made into the TV show in 1990. It's still popular all across Asia.
Still now,
So it's so popular in Taiwan that there's actually a special exhibition that's going to be happening in Songshan Cultural Park, and we're gonna learn about it right now.
Let's do that. I want to go.
Okay.
Reading.
The Fantasy World of Chibi Maruko-chan. An exhibition in honor of Chibi Maruko-chan is currently on display at Songshan Cultural and Creative Park in Taipei. Maruko often forgets to pay attention in school, so the exhibition is meant to represent her daydreams. Visitors to the exhibition enter through a hole in a tree to a fantasy world. Guests start the journey to a mirrored hallway and take stairs to different areas of Maruko's dream. Wandering into Maruko's dream world, visitors will see Mount Fuji, Japan's most famous mountain. You can see her classmate, Nagasawa, whose onion-shaped head is on top of the mountain. The next section is under the sea, where Maruko and her friends become different types of sea creatures. Guests go on to see the colorful streets and rides of an amusement park to get into a joyful mood. The journey ends with a maze that separates the dream and reality. You can visit the fantasy world of Chibi Maruko-chan until March 3rd.
Okay, so we're talking about day two, and starting off, we hear an exhibition in honor of Chibi Maruko-chan is currently on display at Songshan Cultural and Creative Park in Taipei.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Let's go, Kat! Okay.
Yeah.
So, 一个像这个樱桃小丸子致敬的展览，也就是今天我们要讲的哦，就是樱桃小丸子 No 就是的梦想世界主题展呢，目前在台北的这个松山文创园区展出咯。In honor of, what does that mean, Kat?
Okay.In honor of, if you honor something or somebody, you show your love and respect for them. So the show at Songshan Cultural Creative Park is there to show fans love for Chibi Maruko-chan. You can also write a song in honor of someone you love or respect, maybe someone who's died. unfortunately.
Ooh, okay.
Or you can dedicate a book or film to them that you've made. They don't have to have died. It's just often that's the case. You know?
You show respect for them. Okay. Mm-hmm. In honor of, 就是向什么表示敬意或是致敬啊这样子的意思。Okay, for example, you have a dinner in honor of maybe somebody who's leaving, like a farewell dinner or party.
Right.
Okay, or you could have a dinner in honor of a new teacher, perhaps visiting, mm-hmm. who's teaching you right now.
Okay? Exactly.
Don't show respect yes. for this person.
Mm-hmm.
And on display, we saw that phrase, didn't we?
Yep. It's on display at the park. So on display means something is put up for people to look at. Museums have artwork or old objects on display. You might have family pictures on display at your home, or maybe even posters on display in your room. They're put in a place where you hope people will see them, even if that person's just you.
Oh, okay, so on display, 虽然它有展览中的意思，但是其实它就是说大家可以看得到这样的意思哦。所以如果在家里，你可能会放一些你的这个全家人合照，这样也是 on display, 大家都看得到就算是。I could also mention about autographed baseballs are on display at the show.
Mm-hmm.Yep, so Maruko often forgets to pay attention in school. Whoops, Maruko. So the exhibition is meant to represent her daydreams. Interesting.
Okay, a lot of kids are like that, actually.
Definitely.
因为小丸子常常在学校有没有迷迷糊糊的、啊、不专心上课啊，所以呢，这个展览呢，诶，就是要有一种代表他怎么样，常常会 daydream. Okay, daydream 其实就是有白日梦的意思，可以当做动词，也可以当做名词。Pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention, Maruko.
Teacher will actually say a lot in class.
Mm-hmm. It's something they might tell you to do. Maybe it's something you should do. It means listen and watch somebody who's talking to you or something else you're supposed to be doing, like...Pay attention when you're studying. Pay attention to the movie that you're watching. Something like that. So Maruko goes off in daydreams instead of listening to her teacher. When she's doing this, she's not paying attention. Her teacher might say, hey, Maruko, pay attention.
Ooh.
Just like that.
Oh, so, okay.
And they might say, here's an example, you need to pay more attention to the teacher.
Ah, so true. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you guys paying attention to us right now?
I hope so.
Okay. Pay attention to, 就是专注于什么什么。Okay, 像是呢刚刚我们又提到就是大家可能如果在班上稍微不注意老师可能会说 pay attention or...sometimes you could also use this phrase to mean like just ignore, like don't pay any attention to what the other kids say. Maybe they might say something mean, you know,、mm-hmm. so ignore what the other kids say.
Right. Don't or, mind it.
Right. Or you could actually say pay close or careful attention, 就是要更小心很专注注意什么什么这样的意思、
mm-hmm.
and represent.
Represent, that's the verb talking about this exhibition meant to represent her daydreams. Represent has many different meanings, but here it means to show you something. It means whatever Maruko sees in her daydreams, you'll see in the exhibition. Represent can also mean a person goes up to stand for a group or company, like I represent my team.People in government represent the people who voted for them, also anyone else who lives in their area. A symbol can represent something like how Chinese characters represent words. But we're talking about the exhibition, which is showing you something. So represent. This picture represents my family having a great time together.
Aww.
We were all laughing and making jokes when it was taken.
Okay, represent 其实是一个动词，就是有代表的意思。Okay, and let's continue reading.
Okay, so what is in her daydreams? Visitors to the exhibition enter through a hole in a tree to a fantasy world.
Nice. Okay, I want to go. Okay, fantasy 在这里呢有幻想啦或是梦想的意思哦，它是个名词。Let's continue and find out more after you enter through that hole.
I wonder what you can see. So it says...Guests start the journey to a mirrored hallway and take stairs to different areas of Maruko's dream.
Okay, 所以呢，你踏入梦境的第一个场景，我们会来到一个奇妙的回廊。Okay, 它其实就是充满镜面的回廊，大家就可以看到自己哦，无数个倒影这样子，带大家踏上小丸子的梦境中。And hallway, what does this word mean?
Yeah, so we're going down a mirrored hallway. A hallway is a noun. It's a path inside a building. Hallways usually have many doors on the sides or follow one direction to lead you to different rooms. We can also simply call it a hall if it's inside somebody's house.In public buildings, though, a hall is a large room for general use. So in your house, you're more likely to have a hallway, going to your bedroom, your parents' bedroom, the bathroom, everything. So here's an example. Alicia walked down the hallway in the dark, trying not to run into the walls until she found the door to her room.
Oh, okay. Hallway 其实就是走廊、走道的意思，它是个名词。
So, wandering into Maruko's dream world, visitors will see Mount Fuji, Japan's most famous mountain. Yay!
Right. Okay, 所以穿过一道这个一道道旋转门，最能代表日本的富士山 Mount Fuji 也会出现在樱桃小丸子的梦想世界哦。But wonder. Okay, this is not I wonder why wonder.
Not wonder, wander. yeah, so we have to make sure we're pronouncing it right. With a ah, not a ah, with a, not a uh. Wander means to walk around without trying to go from one place to another. It's a verb. So when we're trying to get from point A to point B, you want to go in a straight line, we don't want to wander. But if you're just walking around slowly, looking at different things, like in a museum, you can say you're wandering or wandering around. We can say, my mind is wandering when you start thinking about something else without trying to. So here's an example. My dad and I wandered around the night market, trying the different snacks being sold there.
Nice, okay,、mm-hmm. wander, okay, 其实就是漫游啦或是闲逛的意思啊，它是一个动词。那通常呢，我们可能很怕小朋友在路上会乱跑乱走，我们就可能会说 Don't let the children wander too far off, okay? Let's go back to the article.
Okay, you can see her classmate Nagasawa, whose onion-shaped head is on top of the mountain. Oh, that sounds so cute.
I know, okay.但这个梦境中的富士山跟我们看到的富士山当然完全不同，为什么呢？我们看到就是富士山的上面山顶竟然有一个大大的永泽头，洋葱的形状，对不对？大家如果都看过樱桃小丸子 Onion shaped, 没错，就是洋葱形状的。
Wow, so, if you, so Nagasawa has a head shaped like an onion.
Yes.
And he'sOn top of a mountain, okay.
So
that's an interesting part of the dream. So the next section is under the sea, where Maruko and her friends become different types of sea creatures.
Wow, this is great. Okay,
I know.
再来另外一个区块啦，就是海底世界 under the sea, 进入樱桃小丸子的海底奇幻世界。Okay, so section.
Mm-hmm. So this section. Section is a noun that means one part of a bigger thing.
Right.
In this case, it means one part of the big exhibition. You、mm-hmm. can divide almost anything into sections like pizza or classes or groups of people and tests like section A, section B, section C. Here's an example. This English test has four sections: reading, writing, listening, and speaking.
Oh, I'd hate tests. Okay,
me too.
Yeah. Section, 就是区域 OK, 或是某一个什么部分它是个名词 I love talking about food, so I'm going to talk about the frozen food section in the supermarket as an example.
Yes.
Or when you're in a restaurant, you might want to sit in the non-smoking section. But right now, I think they're mostly all non-smoking. You can't、
right.
smoke inside、
yes.
the restaurant,、mm-hmm. which is good.
Maybe some bars you can, but、mm. they might also have a non-smoking section.
That's true.
Yep. So we saw another vocab word here, which is sea creatures. So creatures is a noun for anything that's alive and moving. And usually the word means animals, but it could also talk about weird things like monsters and aliens.、
Ooh.
We often call sea animals creatures because they're not that familiar to us and we don't see them much, so we don't know much about them. They're kind of weird to us. So here's an example. Fantasy stories are full of interesting creatures like dragons, unicorns, and nature spirits.
Oh, mm-hmm. I loved unicorns when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I still love unicorns.
Creature 就是生物，它是一个名词。基本上我们都是用来形容是一些动物啦。
That's true.
So we were talking about sea creatures, Maruko's and their friends, right?
Yes. So, and then after that, there's another section of the exhibition too. Guests go on to see the colorful streets and rides of an amusement park to get into a joyful mood.
Right, amusement park is this other section, 就是游乐园区、
yes.
它是一个名词。那其实游乐园我们一定会看到 rides, okay, ride 当作名词来用就是游乐设施 okay. 所以来宾们可以踏入这个比现实更加缤纷的梦境游乐园 okay. 然后呢在这个异国风情的这个乐园当中有什么呢有鲜艳的色彩、彩色大道还有这个颠倒的旋转木马、啊、大家是不是非常期待反正有各式各样的游乐设施吧所以我们就可以跟着樱桃小丸子一起来感受欢乐的气氛 We can get into a joyful mood
Right, so...Yeah, so we have a phrase here, it's go on to, when you continue doing something, but you're doing a different part of it. You go on to do that thing. When someone's talking already, we say, he went on to say something else. And here, people are going on from a different part to see a different section.
Okay, so go on to do something, 就是呢,其实你本来是做某件事情,然后呢,你接着做另外一个事情。Okay, 所以可能是停止这件事情,某一件事情,或是做完某一件事情,再去做另一个事情哦。For example, he went on to talk about his trip to Japan. Or after I finished reading the first book, I immediately went on to the next one. 那如果 go on doing something, 其实就是继续做同样一件事情 to continue to do something. For example, we really can't go on living like this. We'll have to find a bigger house.
Sounds like you live in a very small house. Okay.
Right.
We have another phrase here.
Get into, right?
Yes, get into. It means start feeling a certain way, become interested in something, or start being involved in something. So let's get into our activity today. Or I got into a bad mood because my head hurt. We also say get into something when we talk about really starting to enjoy or like it. I'm really getting into this song.
Nice. Get into something 就是享受投入什么东西。So I've been getting into yoga recently. I actually do 3 classes a week.
Wow. Awesome. So let's see if we're getting into an amusement park, getting in a joyful mood. Finally, we have to come to the end.
Aww.
The journey ends with a maze that separates the dream and reality.
Okay, maze 就是迷宫，所以最后我们来到的是这个哇，梦境的尾声啦，魔幻迷宫，它有连接梦境跟现实的这个桥梁，然后是一座这个巨大的花园迷宫，所以很有趣哦。And we saw the word reality separates the dream and reality, so that should be the opposite word of.A dream, right?
Yeah, reality is a noun that means the real world around you. Maruko dreams about things that aren't really in her world, so her reality is pretty different. It can also mean when your mind is thinking in a realistic way, or it means truth. He may act nice, but the reality is he doesn't actually like you.
Oh.
So here's an example of the way they used it in the article. In reality, I'm just a high school student, but in my dreams, I'm a superhero who can save the world.
Reality 但就是现实 ,OK, 大家可能会觉得哦好像不想要就是面对现实的那个现实或是现实世界 in the real world, 它是个名词哦。Yeah, reality shows though, 就是实境秀所以这个我们常常也看到。OK, so when can I go there?
You can visit the, well, let's find out. You can visit the fantasy world of Chibi Maruko-chan until March 3rd.
Oh, 太棒了。所以大家12月份、哦、就是可以去一探究竟。因为展呢是到3月3号。OK, 就是2019年的3月3号。所以大家赶快去松山文创园区看一下咯。Well, that's the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's a real quick question for you and for Kat. Okay,、mm-hmm. What was the best museum exhibition you've ever been to? Talk about what you saw there.
Okay, I'm torn between two different ones.
Okay.
The first favorite one is the bodies exhibition, where they have like these human bodies、
Ooh.
Which are real. They were real people,、
oh.
but they've been preserved so you can see their muscle systems, bones, and like、ah. they have all the organs there that you can see.Like in real life. It's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.、the other favorite one that I have seen, it was in Rome、
mm-hmm.
in the,、in this very famous museum there where they have paintings by a painter named Caravaggio、
mm-hmm.
and statues by a guy named Bernini. And both of those people are very, very famous and they did great work. And I almost cried when I saw them because it was so beautiful. Yeah.
So, well, okay, you guys can have a chat about this question, okay,、mm-hmm. because we're out of time again.
Yeah, always out of time. Darn. Okay. Well, that's all we have for today. For English for You, I'm Kat.
And I'm Laura.
We'll、
Bye.
See you next time.
The Fantasy World of Chibi Maruko-chan. An exhibition in honor of Chibi Maruko-chan.Is currently on display at Songshan Cultural and Creative Park in Taipei. Maruko often forgets to pay attention in school, so the exhibition is meant to represent her daydreams. Visitors to the exhibition enter through a hole in a tree to a fantasy world. Guests start the journey to a mirrored hallway.And take stairs to different areas of Maruko's dream. Wandering into Maruko's dream worlds, visitors will see Mount Fuji, Japan's most famous mountain. You can see her classmate, Nagasawa, whose onion-shaped head is on top of the mountain. The next section is under the sea, where Maruko and her friends become different types of sea creatures.Guests go on to see the colorful streets and rides of an amusement park to get into a joyful mood. The journey ends with a maze that separates the dream and reality. You can visit the fantasy world of Chibi Maruko-chan until March 3rd.
Vocabulary Review.
Represent. A blue picture of a man usually represents a men's bathroom. Hallway. To get to room 101, walk down this hallway and turn left. Wander. Bill and I wandered around the park.For an hour after dinner. Section. In Taipei, we can take the MRT to different sections of the city. Creature. There are a lot of creatures in this forest, including rabbits, deer, and birds. Reality. After her terrible dream,Lila was glad to wake up back in reality.